It's a little bit like a B science fiction movie with song and dance numbers about a young couple who's about to leave their town of Toomtown. And lo and behold, there's a crazy zombie running around town, and one of them gets zombified. And so it's about the young girl's search to save her young man. Has all those elements of a classic horror movie and the zombie films. And again, like I said, with song and dance numbers thrown in to boot.
Well, of course, because that makes perfect sense.
Yes. Well, and actually, some of the songs do make perfect sense. They are, I mean, if you're in a musical about zombies, you would expect, you know, them to start singing and dancing at some point. And then occasionally the songs sort of come out of left field, and you almost feel like you're in a bit of a rock musical somehow. It's all of a sudden we're in concert mode, which is, I think, the intentions of the author. They wanted to keep throwing the audience for a loop a little bit.
Well, I had to admit, when I was reading all the press information on this, it just sounded sort of like a Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of thing.
It
Is
is a little,
it that kind of
it is. It
experience?
is like that. It is part Rocky Horror. I mean, for us, with the costumes and the set, it's a bit like Halloween a couple of weeks early. Lots of wild makeup and wigs and costumes and all of that. And I hope it's that sort of, that Rocky Horror kind of experience for an audience.
What were the challenges in working with your students and bringing this to stage?
Well, I think one of the things that attracted to me about it originally was that I hope that it will appeal to college-age students, and I hope that would be what was enticing to them about working on it, and I think that's been the case so far. The challenges are that a couple of the actors play more than one character, so they are shifting gears not only with costumes and makeup and all of that, but just having to become different people during the course of the evening. And of course, as in any musical, you got to be able to sing those songs. This is really off the beaten path. Gosh, it's not highbrow. It's not terribly sophisticated. I mean, it's just fun. It's just plain out all fun. And so I think it's our responsibility pedagogically to mix the more sophisticated material with the non-musical material, and then occasionally the show like this, which just sort of gets us to all let our hair down and have a good time.
But is there anything in this show that pedagogically works for you? I mean, it's not just let's just have fun, and waste away 2 months of our time or whatever the
Right.
case is.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, great question. Well, yeah, it does raise, it actually, beneath the surface, it does raise questions about who are the zombies, and being proactive, being assertive, going after what you want, not letting the society or the man keep you down. I mean, that's very much a part of the undercurrent of this. So there are those things that I think are important for students to learn, and I hope that again, beneath all the costumes and makeup and all of that, the audience is able to pick out that there are those themes, I guess, in the piece as well.
I know there have been some subtle and some not so subtle changes at Birmingham Southern with the new administration, and I'm wondering if that filters down at all to the sorts of pieces that you can select or you do select for your theater students to do.
I don't really think so. I think we always had the respect of the administration, that we would make the best choices for our students. Again, using that word pedagogically, we're doing the right things for their education. We're also doing things that will entertain an audience, and we're providing a wide variety. Some things that will appeal to some audience members, some that would appeal to audience. You're never going to do everything that's going to appeal to all those folks that come see what you do. But I think we've always been really fortunate to have that kind of support, and I think we would be doing what we're doing now were Dr. Birdie still the president, as opposed to Dr. Pollack, who's there now.
Birmingham Southern, of course, is on the forefront in theater design in this community with the venue that you have there. Talk a little bit about how the theater community has changed in the 20-some years that you've been
Right.
here local in it.
Well, I guess it's grown. There's just a whole lot more of it, and that did not used to be the case. So it seems to be on any given weekend when you look in the paper or any publication that's listing the things that are out there to do, there are two or three or four theater productions going on. So, and as an educational institution who's not only trying to teach students about theater and educate them as audience members, but also hoping to have a public come see what we do, I think that's more of a challenge for us, getting the word out about who we are and what we're doing so that folks will want to come see our productions. And to me, that's the biggest shift over the past the past several years.
Does that mean with all these theater groups, more theater groups doing more productions, trying to get the same, you know, bite of the pie,
right,
does that mean that you've seen, in your opinion, more segmentation? So BFT's doing more edgy stuff, Center Stage is doing, you know, the mainstream musicals.
I think everybody's probably trying to find their niche, that thing that they do that hopefully people recognize them for and will go see them. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure if that has happened or not, but I do think when people think of those theaters, they think of a particular kind of entertainment that they're going to, and maybe it is that BFT is doing something edgy, and maybe that Carl Stewart's doing something really fun and off the wall, and Summerfest is doing the musical theaters and the cabaret kinds of things. It may have just happened out of necessity, maybe more so than planning. I don't know, though.
Where does that leave BSC?
Well, that's... I think we are, I want students to be our first audience. I want the campus community to come see what we do, because that's really who we're doing it for. But if people from the greater Birmingham community aren't coming out and supporting us and seeing what our students are doing, then we're missing something. So our niche is to, certainly musical theater has been something we have been known for over the years, and we've been fortunate enough to have the kind of students to be able to do some really challenging work. In the past few years, we have done a lot of the work of Stephen Sondheim, who's a favorite composer of mine, and I think if that's a niche that we've had, then maybe that's something that we have filled in the community. But of course, at the same time, we're doing Shakespeare and period comedy and brand new plays, and I don't know exactly where our niche is, but we're just trying to get folks out to see what we're doing.
Sondheim, boy, that's some easy stuff there.
Yeah, it's actually the hardest and most challenging stuff that we've ever tried to tackle on campus. I think back to our production of Sweeney Todd a few years ago when we had an exceptionally talented group of folks, probably one of the most rewarding experiences as a director that I've ever had, because, you know, it's hard. But boy, if you can pull it off, if you've got the folks to do it, the rewards are immense.
Sweet, sweet air and a sigh.